Before we get into some of the translational science in terms of the pragmatics, what are some of the sites of metastatic disease that you've been biopsying, and what kinds of problems or challenges have you encountered?
Well, we've biopsied over 200 patients now with recurrent lung cancer, and more than half the biopsies have been in the lung. And we're able to do core biopsies in the lung. We usually try to obtain 3 passes of tissue. And the main problem, of course, in the lung is going to be the risk of pneumothorax. And you will see that 20%+ of the time. But the good news is only 1% of the time, or even less, have these patients needed to be hospitalized because of this. Sometimes we'll send patients home with a small little chest tube, a little pigtail catheter. But for the most part, we're able to do this with quite good results. We've obtained tissue this way about 83% of the time that's usable for the biopsies.
What about bone, liver, you know, other sites?
We'll biopsy lymph nodes if we see lymph nodes either in different parts of the body, supraclavicular lymph node, for example. I've been impressed with the liver. You know, again, we're being very selective who we biopsy. And the key thing, I guess, is you biopsy only after discussion of the films with a radiologist. And, you know, our guys will tell us what they're comfortable with or not. And that's where experience gets in. And we'll share our experience, hopefully, at ASCO this year formally. But the idea is that you actually can biopsy the liver. You can biopsy adrenal glands. The bone is not a very good site. If there's a large medullary component of tumor in the bone, you can get some good tissue. But if it's just going into bone, I would not advise that. After you decorticate bone, the amount of tumor cells left that might be usable for these tests, and we're doing 11 different tests for our program that includes some DNA sequencing and some immunochemistry, so you need about 15 unstained slides in order to do this.